out of executive session at 5:07. And we're now going into work session, board work session. And sorry, we're running a little late, folks. Anybody have any items for the board work session?
I've got one I'd like to bring up, Mr. Hall. What can we do down to middle school? The more I'm down here, the more I'm wondering if we have to put enough building space in. And one thing I'd like to do is provide a lounge for the teachers. Is there any way we can convert one of those rooms over? And I mean, we got a lounge everywhere else except for there. And last night I did a walk around at the banquet, and I don't think we should expect them to go clear to the high school. That's too far away from the children, too far away from students.
We'll start to work on something with what we have down there.
I'd definitely like to get him a refrigerator. If nothing else, we can put it in Mr. Bean's office. But can we get a refrigerator here pretty soon? I mean, take it out of our $40,000 budget that we supposedly have. Isn't that what it was?
Each lounge provide their own refrigeration. So somehow somebody donates a refrigerator to set their stuff in.
If that's the case, I will donate a refrigerator. I'll go get one as long as you guys get it put someplace for me.
Well, I'm sure we can find a spot for it. It's Mr. Bean's office, Mr. Hunter.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you want to have everybody stand there, but we're going to keep working on him. We're going to get them a lounge down there. We need to do something about that. And I don't want to pick on anybody, but we have an athletic director in the middle school, right? I mean, the athletic director secretary. Is that taking up a classroom?
Pretty much.
We need to move her. Can we do that?
No.
And it's not that she's done anything wrong. I don't want it to be like that. But I mean, I looked at that the other day and thought, that's valuable space there. Can we put her office back in the main office, up where Matt's at?
We have talked about a couple things down there, Dave, in regards to that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see us work on that. And then I told you earlier, so I wanted to bring it up in here.
Is that a board decision or what?
No, I'm asking you to look into that. I don't know if that's a board decision. I think the rest of the board goes down there and looks at it. They're going to say the same thing.
So where do the teachers go now for teacher's lounge at the junior high level?
They are eating at a table in the room that's attached to the computer room.
And what's that room used for?
Different things. It's used for special ed. It's used for Kim Burson is in there as well as Jenny Weddington. They use it for intervention time when they're not in the classroom. But during the lunch period, there's no students. That's what they're doing in there at that time. We did get a refrigerator.
You got one now?
Yes, sir.
Because it wasn't that long ago. I was down there and they didn't have a refrigerator.
It was 2 days ago.
And where's it at?
It's actually
Mr. Bean's office.
It's actually in right beside where Mrs. Whitaker is at the moment. It's actually her refrigerator.
So see, if we move her out, then we're going to lose that refrigerator. So
no, I think that I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't. I'll take care of it. I will take care of it. And Mr. Hall has talked to me several times about that specific space. So I certainly make sure that I do.
I mean, the main reason I'm bringing it up to you, it's not. I got a kid down there. I'm down there a lot, and it is crowded. And that's one of my concerns: is that we make that big enough.
Well, I think we knew when we put the classrooms that we have, it's going to be crowded. It's crowded here, it's crowded in the 4-6 building, it's crowded in the high school.
Which is a good thing, because that means we're getting more kids in here, and hopefully it's going to get crowded.
That's the way you look at it. You can't have both. we just talked to you about a 10-year plan.
It's going to get more crowded. How's that?
But ideally, we need some more space in this building for a few more things to happen. In the 4-6, we need some more space for people. I've got a couple of teachers, intervention teachers, that actually pull out in the hallway and work with kids, which is not ideal, but that's the best we can do.
fall, don't you think, too, this year being our transition year, that we're going to see some things that we're going to have to work on, and then that maybe we can make changes before the next school year starts that will also...
Certainly, that's ongoing.
Yeah, that's going to, that maybe we can realize, hey, maybe we can do this, or maybe we can do that, or we need to do this, or we need to do that before the next school year rolls around, too.
But I'd greatly appreciate it if you could look into that for me. That's not a board direction, it's Dave Hunter asking to look into that for me.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any problem. I've heard anything, so I don't know. I didn't know that there was a problem down there, so.
I think they do need to have a place to eat lunch and to go. You know, they need to have a place that they can get away for a little while, too.
We've got a place in every building, right? Right now. You guys got one? We don't have one down there. In a day's time, we need to have some place for the teachers to go. So I think we just need to fund it for that building, too.
So they don't lose their sanity, is that what you're saying?
Well, that, and some places not so far away from the students, either, because when they start to riot, we need to bring the guards back in.
That doesn't help our wellness program, Mr. Hunter, so they don't walk.
And you're on that committee.
You know what, but I feel it due to stress levels, and it'd be best for them. Yes, that's better for their wellness, so we're not paying for that
Okay.
Psychiatric help all the time.
Anyone else have any other items for the work session?
One other thing. You didn't let me finish because you cut
sorry.
Me off. I did bring up about a light to Mr. Hall on the other side of the high school. That parking lot over there is real bad. And when I pulled up out here tonight, speaking with some other people, we probably ought to put one on this corner.
That one's in the process.
But like I said, the only reason I want to put one down there is when you have functions in the evenings, it's the little kids. I mean, they ran out in front of me last night. I'm thinking, man, you can't see them. There's not enough light off that building. So could we look into that? It's not something we need to do right away, but if we can look into it.
Let me give you some history. If you set any type of pole out there, it would be an attractive to for kids to pull down. We used to have poles around
the driveway. All around the driveway at the high school.
Those didn't last maybe a year.
I'm not talking about, what kind of pole are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking,
these are steel.
Unless you anchor to something high where they can't get to it, it's...
I would like to see if we were going to put up a mercury light, it'd be on a telephone pole. Have we had those pulled down?
We had, they wasn't telephone poles, but they were decorative poles that loomed them.
I think if you put another pole out there where those power lines are at, and I know that's a discussion that you and I had, the problem with getting that hooked up, but even if we could use that pole, that's our pole. The power companies run their lines on it. We own that pole because it's on our property.
You own the pole, but you have to get it some way to feed it.
Well, I'd like to see if nothing else, put it on that pole. I think a mercury light would light that up enough. A big light. But that's what I'm asking.
We'll see.
Have Larry look at it or whoever and see what they think, too. But we got to do something to brighten it up. It's too dark out there in front of the schools. Afraid somebody's going to get run over. That's all I got.
Okay. Anyone else?
I've just got one thing. We have completed at Tolls now the first part of the evaluation process that the state has asked for. We do have the protocol and the forms done for classified evaluation, and still working on certified evaluations, but that should be done the next month or so. So those at Tolls were getting pretty close to having the evaluations that are supposed to be in place down the road here. We're about done and ready to vote on those.
You mean you they didn't have evaluations for their employees at Tolls before?
We didn't have the new ones that the state has mandated that
okay.
we do.
Okay.
Same ones we don't have here yet. We hear a lot about them, but we haven't seen them yet. But we've got classified art finished at Tolls. Other than that, that meeting is next week, so I'll have another report next month.
Okay. Nothing else? Okay,
I have something.
Okay, go ahead.
Just wanted to remind, as everybody knows, the Capitol Conference is next week, Monday through Wednesday. Wanted to congratulate Michael on his re-election, and wanted to remind the board that we still have one position that needs to be filled. I know there hasn't been a lot of discussion on it, but it's something that I would encourage the board to have something finalized before January meeting, so that at the organizational meeting, both new board members can get sworn in.
Is the election board supposed to notify us that we are short a candidate, or is that already been done? Can we move into the next step or process at this point?
In my knowledge, they don't have anything to do with it.
They've not notified us of anything, so.
What is the procedure?
John,
we have to announce it?
Basically, John told us it's wide open. We can set in place whatever process you want. You can do an interview process, you can accept applications, or you can say, we're just going to appoint who we want.
How does the board feel? Applications, interviews, or appoint?
Well, my feeling is, after what Ken said at one of the other meetings, and because of what's happened, and I think we should open it up and see if anybody wants to apply, and we'll do the interviews, and we'll decide that way.
How about the rest of the board?
I agree with Dave. I think it's important that we get the word out to the community and let whoever wants to have a shot at it, take a shot at it, and then the board decide.
I think it's probably the cleanest way, because I know there's a lot of people say, well, they could have run for election if they so chose to do that, and they didn't do that, but I think it's probably the cleanest way and fairest way is to open it up.
Okay. Then, this is November the 9th. Can you put something in the paper, Mr. Detweiler, that there is an opening, applications can be picked up at the Board of Education office, and the deadline for applications to be turned in will be we advertise three times. It'll be December 1st. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have.
We advertise it three times. Can we have it by the 25th? November 25th, would that be sufficient time? That's almost 3 weeks.
If you want to pay for it each week.
Three times?
Monday after Thanksgiving.
Is there a reason for three times?
I was just listed saying three times. I mean, you have to. I was just doing three times.
Put it on our website.
I say the 25th. What do you guys think? Have it done by the 25th.
What day is that?
That's the Friday.
That's Friday.
After Thanksgiving.
Day after?
Yeah, Friday after Thanksgiving.
That Friday or following Monday doesn't make any difference.
Okay, applications due on December or November the 25th.
Can we change that to letters of interest? Because we don't
letters
have an
interest.
Application.
Can we just say letters of interest?
Okay. November 25th.
Uh-huh.
And then we can set up reviews
then,
the following week.
Yeah, I was going to say, then we'll have to have a special. If there is anyone interested, then we'll call a special meeting for the first week of December. How's that? To review letters of interest.
And Ken's made it very plain the last two meetings that he is and has always been interested in staying on the board.
Correct.
It's just an oversight.
Correct.
And we, if and when we receive applications on the 25th, does the board want to see those?
Well, I was going to say, if you get any on the 25th, then let me know, and I'll call the board, and we'll set up, and I'll see what night would be available for that first week in December to host a meeting and go over those letters of interest.
Okay.
Okay?
And then we'll go from there. But we'll have
and then we can go from there.
By Christmas.
Because if we can do that, we can even meet. We have another meeting on the 13th. We may could interview before then and appoint so they'd be willing to take over in January. Okay. Does that sound good? Okay, anyone else have anything? Okay, I have a couple of things real quick. I'll find the list here. The front doors at the high school, Mr. Hall, do you know when they're going to be in, or are they going to be in before?
They sent me the plans, the approval, so it should be in time.
Hopefully before basketball season, we hope. It'd be nice.
It'd be nice, and we'll strive for that.
Okay. Congratulations to the band for going to the state competition on Sunday. I heard they did well there also again. So want to congratulate them again. They've had an outstanding year. Also, I have a couple of letters to read. This is addressed to Mr. Detweiler and then copied to myself. On behalf of OASBO, we want to congratulate you on your nomination for the Foundation for School Business Management 2011 Award for Outstanding Treasurer CFO of the school year. Regretfully, you were not selected, but the Ford Foundation reviewed a large pool of candidates with outstanding credentials, so we hope you'll accept our admiration for your many accomplishments and considers all. But I felt we should let you know that you were, and let the people know that you were nominated, and we felt that you were deserving, whether they did or not. I also have the same letter for Samantha Jones that we nominated for transportation, Outstanding Transportation Director of the Year. Regretfully, she was not selected, but we will keep this in mind and try again next year. Okay?
Maybe
you'll still be outstanding. Okay, is there anything else for board work session?
I have one more thing, because the board, not everybody was here there last night. We were honored with a check from Walmart for $2,500 for our STEM school. So thank you very much for the junior high and the activities that you're doing. That was nice, and we're also up for
$25,000
grant. So we're doing a lot of good things.
Okay.
I should say they're doing a lot of good things. We're just sitting here.
That's why we're here.
Okay, I also congratulated the volleyball team at the last meeting, and I forgot to congratulate the two girls. I know Casey Nisley, and I can't remember the other one's name, that won the doubles for them. They were the SCL tennis champs.
And if you're going to go that route, too, you also have to honor the 7th grade volleyball team because they won the SCL team.
All right.
Did they really?
Yeah, we won all those good things out.
Nice.
Okay, and nothing further. From the board work session, we'll move on to public communication. Anyone?
Oh, I forgot. You guys aren't really the public, so just sit there.
Don't sit here.
They're not really the public, so.
No. They're part of us. You got nothing to say. Don't write that, Dean.
No public communication. Okay, do I have a motion for the minutes?
Madam President, I make the motion that the minutes of the October 17, 2011 be approved as written.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Fonder?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Can I trade you the report?
The only thing I'd like is for the board to take a look at tab 4. Your financial packet. This is the expenditure history. I just want to highlight that for the month of October, our expenditures were the highest they've been in 5 years, and I wanted to make sure you understood why. If you recall, we have an early retirement incentive plan in place. Month of October, we had our payout for those people that got their severance enhanced, and we had to buy a year of service for those teachers. So that's why that was jacked up. Now, over time, we'll recoup that and more through the savings. So if you saw that big spike, I want to make sure you understood what that was. Okay. And that's all financial.
Is that the only payment that we have to pay to that? That was like a one-time shot for everybody that was taking that early retirement.
The only way we would have to pay more is if somebody decides by the end of, they can take the 1 year by, but until the end of the year.
Okay.
So we still may have two or three teachers, and we might see a big bump.
This
year will be the only time that'll happen, right?
Unless, like I said, at the end of this school year, somebody wants to retire and they get the 1 year service bump.
That has to be done within this year, right?
Within this year,
correct.
Yeah. They have 1 year to pay. I also want to bring the attention to the board that at the next meeting, I'll be presenting the transfer request for the board share of the health savings account contribution. The board's required to give everybody $325 per the contract. That has to do with when you originally did the original negotiated agreement, there was something to do with they took a hit on the prescription, that being a union, and so you agreed to put $325 a year into their HSA account. It's $43,875. So we did it last year for a 2-year period because first year, the transfer wasn't made. This year, last year, we made two of them, last year's and the year before. And now I'm telling you, next month, you'll be doing the approval for the transfer for this year's money. So basically, that's coming from general fund over to O24, which is where we dump their money. With that, that's all my report.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Treasurer that October 2011 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Roll call, discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
The motion carries, and thank you.
Superintendent's report?
Two, three items listed. We are planning on the soccer football field and the practice field to reseed those and get them in shape for next season. We'll winter seed them. Been working with a company. We're going to try a little different grade of grass, see if it'll be a little bit more durable. But it's, regardless of what we put down there, so much traffic on that field that I don't know what we put there instead of artificial turf to hold up.
I'd like to say on that, Mr. Hall, there was times we didn't show a lot of faith that it was going to come up in time and we questioned you. I got to take that back and say you did an excellent job. That field was in good shape through most of the season until we had that last batch of rain. But that's all the fields look like that. But you did a really nice job on getting those done.
Mr. Hunter, I was asking you to trust me.
Well, I didn't when it came to grass.
I know she said that we. I didn't.
How can you trust the guy that sprayed it, killed it the first time? I'm gone.
Well, that didn't spray.
I'm taking that back. I apologize. You did a nice job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We finally got the Mount Sterling building out of our inventory. We closed on that a few days ago, and everything is clear. And in the Fairfield area, we've had some concerns about kids getting on the bus at 6 o'clock. I think we're getting closer to getting another route in that area as soon as we get the driver on board. However, realize since that time we had a part-time driver that resigned. So it's a continuous battle to find drivers, and people can't tell me that the economy's all that bad when you can't find people to come and drive a bus for 15, 16 bucks an hour. But I think we have another lady on. And we'll try to take care of that problem as much as we can.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fong. Any unfinished business? Okay. Moving on to new business.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policy updates by the state of Ohio.
I'll second that.
I'll second that.
Dave already did.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make recommendation to the superintendent the board approve the second and final reading of the transportation supervisor job description.
I'll second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Mike. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the transfer of Jeff Tackett from custodian to mechanic on a one-year contract, step zero, effective October 31st.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Dave. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent. The board approved the addition of Rebecca Reinschel to the substitute A list for the 2011-2012 school year.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the addition of Joanne Wiseman to the substitute cook list for the 2011-2012 school year.
Second.
Motion by Day, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Are all the, everything working out as far as the cafeteria is going and the cooks having plenty of room space, time?
Here again, no one has a lot of room.
Yeah.
But I think the cafeteria is running real well. Kim and I talked about that today. You go around there, it's busy, but it's working.
Okay.
And normally the kids are through the lines, 15.
Plenty of time to eat.
Plenty of time to eat if not, then they're given extra time.
That's good.
But the teachers and the principal are doing a super job making that thing work.
Okay, roll call please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Brand.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation of David Gray, effective October 31st, 2011.
I'll second.
That's the bus driver over.
Motion by David, seconded by Mike. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the employment of Beth Regal as a substitute bus driver for the 2011-2012 school year.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
When you say that, Dave was kind of like a substitute too, wasn't he?
He drove
it. Was he just part-time?
Tolls in the afternoon.
So we're down on the substitute list too, aren't we?
We stayed. It's always a challenge to find ample substitutes because most people just won't sit around until something comes available. Can't blame them, but through the negotiated agreement, you really can't give them like field trips or drive the basketball game because it's negotiated.
Right.
And that's go by seniority, and that kicks those people all the way to the end. But the only people that are concerned about that is the people that have to find drivers for the bus.
Has the new time helped with getting the kids to and from delay as far as extracurricular activities?
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a couple times some of them were maybe running a little late, and I figured it was because we didn't have substitute
we
drivers.
We basically have to run,
the whole round.
We get kids home, then we come back.
Because you don't have enough subs to.
And if we can arrange it, we'll shift drivers that maybe get back here a little sooner to have those runs.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam's making it work. And she goes out and drives the van sometimes to offset that.
Okay.
And I might add Trish does too. She's got her van license. She'll get
that. Oh, man. I would be scared to die. I've seen you drive.
Oh, you have not.
I don't live that far from you. I see you drive all the time.
No, you do not. I'm a very good driver.
She's a good driver.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following academic supplemental nominations to be paid in accordance with the MPEA negotiated contract effective 2011-2012 school year as listed.
I'll say that.
Motion by Don, seconded by Dave. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brain.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve a memorandum of understanding between the Madison Plains Educational Association and Madison Plains Board of Education in regards to payment of inline classes.
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion?
What is that exactly?
That is safety classes that's required by all employees, certified, non-certified. They are online. We simply go through and list the classes that the people are supposed to take.
and they go online and read about those classes, read about the bloodborne pathogens, whatever.
So then they don't have to meet in one certain place and take all these classes all over.
Right.
Okay.
It's our goal to provide that during the in-service day, and I can almost assure you next year will be on the in-service day. That's a paid day. This year, I let it get out of sync.
But I mean, this is something, if it's online, if someone would miss that, they could make that back up, right?
Right.
They can go online and do this one. Okay.
And it's paid according to the time that it's online. It's paid. And some of the teachers take it for 7.5 hours. Some took it during the in-service day.
Okay.
And some, you know, if they weren't 5 minutes, they won't be paid.
Okay.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brain?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the Superintendent Board approve when to provide prior written notice, informed consent, and procedure safeguards notice. Whose idea is this of the special education model policies and procedures as presented?
I'll second it.
Motion by Mike, seconded by Dave. Discussion?
Yeah, what?
Whose idea is it?
I read through the material.
Yeah, I did too.
But I just.
In 2009, you approved and accepted the model policies and procedures set out by the State Department for Special Education. This year, they redid when we have to send out prior written notice to the families. And whose idea is that? And rather than having to do the whole policy and procedures again, you just have to accept the prior written notice, the addendum. They changed the addendum, and we just have to have your approval.
Thanks, Trish, but I thought you were answering that was your idea.
It wasn't my idea. It was the State Department's.
Federal mandate.
Yeah.
Federal mandate. Federal money.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Swanby.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation of Superintendent the Board accept the following donations. $20,000 from the Golden Eagle Complex renovation for the bleacher project.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swander?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
And Mrs. Mike?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Madam President, I make the motion at 29, that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Don. Discussion? That's the earliest meeting, shortest meeting we've had. Time to roll call.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
And Mrs. Blank?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Our next regular meeting will be December 13th at 7 p.m. However, board members, please remember you may receive a recall for me about a letter of interest or the board member vacancy that we possibly need that first week in December. At this time, I call the meeting adjourned.
And I just want to let you guys know the safest time to be on Spring Valley is between 8 and 4 during school hours.